Welcome back, everybody, to the Wall Street Coach podcast. Today, I am so happy to have Stan Ivanov on my podcast. We got to meet over, is it a year ago in person? I mean, we got introduced almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, but we got to meet in person finally. But we really bonded over DMs, didn't we, in my Discord room?
Right. Yeah,
Stan.
absolutely.
It's so good to have you here. You are just an incredible human being. Never mind, an incredible trader. I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, it was great to meet you over the last Traders for a Cause event, and it's a pleasure being on the podcast.
I just, kind of interrupted our little pre conversation because I really would love to have you share with those who are listening just a little bit about your personal journey before we have you start to talk about your journey as a trader. Stan has an incredible resume, which I'll get into, but I thought let's start with just how you found yourself in Las Vegas in the first place and your journey leaving Bulgaria. Would you be willing to speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely, of course. So I didn't, wind up in Vegas because I love gambling, actually. So we'll just get that one out of the way. Well, as you mentioned, I was born and raised in Bulgaria in Eastern Europe. And growing up, it was shortly after the wall fell, and growing up, we had a lot of political changes, a lot of environmental changes, who's coming into power and whatnot. So I think that really instilled this methodical way of performing whatever it is that I'm doing, whether it's in school or whether it's if I'm interested in learning about something. And I think as a kid, I've always been curious into how things work, like to take things, take things apart, bring it back in, whatever. So in about late 90s, early 2000s, we moved with my family. We moved to Buffalo, New York. And we were there for a couple of years for I believe known reasons. It's just the snow was overwhelming. I mean, I'm a cold type of person. I love the snow, but I also love the option to escape it.
No escaping in Buffalo.
No, there's no escaping it there. Yeah, I mean, it's great for upper body strength because you're shoveling 8 months out of the year, but it just wasn't it. So from there, it was actually my mom that actually took the leap and just decided to find a new place, something warmer. And I had already started my school year, so I stayed in Buffalo for another 6 months with my dad before we ended up moving to Vegas in 2002. And have been here ever since. Since 2002, a little bit over 22 years or so.
We were talking about sort of the qualities that make a person. And I'm just curious how you see that journey coming from another country to the United States. What do you think that did for you that you see now that how it serves you as a trader?
I mean, I think that is essentially part of who I am as a person first, who I am as an individual, all of my life experiences, all of my life choices, decisions, and that shapes up who I am as a trader. It there has to come a point where those two are aligned. It's going to be a very difficult and a constant battle if you're person A but trader B. So I think growing up and moving from a different country and coming here, it's retaining that work attitude, that work ethic that I've built over the years, and the need for survival, the need for, to be better and constantly learn, that has translated into trading as well, and it has shaped the core foundation of who I am as a trader, which is closely aligned to who I am as a person.
Let's talk about your first initial entry to becoming a trader. It started as far back, based on your bio, in 2008, during that the banking crisis. Talk a little bit about how it kind of, what your appetite to begin with.
So I mean, it's a quick funny story. Back then I was in my IT background working, and we're in the back of the shop, and my friend comes in and he's like, "Hey, look at this. You can buy 2 shares at or you can buy 100 shares at $5 and then sell them a week later at $6, and you've made $100. I'm like, "Okay, what's the catch? What else?" And he's like, "Nothing. That's it. You just buy low and sell high." And I'm like, "Well, great. I mean, how hard can this possibly be? Let's get into it." But that was the very beginning, right? That was the very beginning into my trading world. At that time, I didn't even know what a share was. I didn't know that's what companies did, et cetera. So it was, from there, I just started doing what I always did, even way back when as a kid, right? Taking something apart, seeing what's important, right? Is this spring in this car really important, or is it a nice to have type of thing? And and then from there, just started slowly learning about what moves the market, what's market, what's what are some of the core components. And then at the end of every single alley that I went down, Kim, what I found out is that at the end of it sit emotions in some aspect. At the end of it, whether it's your decision making, whether it's your execution, whatever problem you may have or whatever is making you successful, it has to do with your way of being. It has to do with your integrity. It has to do with your accountability and really owning the outcome. You can't control it, but you can own it. And that allows you to change it.
Your bio is just so incredibly worded. So I'm going to read it now, where you said here that self-awareness, accountability, integrity, allowing myself to be wrong without making myself wrong, are all aspects I use as pillars in decision making and trade management. How I feel is more important to me than what I think. Wow. Tell us all more about that, because it packs a wallops down.
So I guess we'll start with the last part of how I feel is more important to me than what I think. And that stems from the fact that when it's time to actually execute, there's only time for one thing. You either take action or you think. You can't do both. Some of my best trades have come from a point where I wasn't thinking. I saw it and innately I reacted to it. There was no time to process what should I do now, how much size should I get in, what, should I buy or sell here, or whatever the case may be. So that's where what I'm feeling is more important to me than what I think, because I am aware that emotions are part of me, part of who I am. I'm a human being at the end of the day. And sometimes emotions are have good intentions, but poor outcome. They're designed to protect me in some way. And I don't need protection right now. I need action. I need to execute at this trade. I don't need to be protected. So I don't need to think about it. I either do or I don't. So that's where the, you know, that comes from. And I've learned that through trial and error. I've learned that through so many mistakes. And then that's where, you know, I feed off on the other aspect of, okay, well, I just keep going, you know, here's one way not to do it. Great. Let me add that to my list.
That's it. Talk a little bit about the kind of trader you are. And I understand you've been trading full time for 5+ years. Talk a little bit about the kind of trader, just so they have context instead of me reading it. I'd rather you just speak to it.
Yeah, sure. So I trade primarily. I lean on the short side of trading. I don't really have any sort of hard guidelines or rules, or, you know, I don't trade sub a certain market cap or a certain float. That I leave to the decision making at the time, because, you know, some opportunities obviously will carry more risk. And it doesn't mean that you can't trade them, but you need to be aware and truly acknowledge the risk that you're taking. So that, you know, that also drives some of my trading decisions. But overall, you know, I trade gap up parabolics. I trade intraday clear outs. I trade theme sector moves, momentum trading a lot. There's a lot of that. I do swing trade sometimes, but not consistently or often. I like being part of the trenches, part of the action. It's what gives me you know, satisfaction at the end of the day is devising a plan and seeing it work, or seeing me do the right thing at the right time. Without feeling guilty afterwards, regardless of was it the right choice or not. I didn't know at the time.
Right. Do you find, because of you have such an impressive background in IT, and that the strict, why don't you just describe, you know, how you have what the title was? But I'm curious that feel your technology background feels like such a strategic mindset that I can't help but think that has served you as a trader. Would you just speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent a little bit over a decade, close to half a decade, full time into IT. I did IT work for, you know, a lot of the casinos here on the Las Vegas Strip, and then also some educational companies and other excuse me, other ones here and there. But essentially, I started in the IT world as a computer engineer, as, you know, sort of fixing problems, because that's what I knew. Yeah. Again, growing up, that's what I do, and then moved into more so of the management and the business side of IT towards the latter part of my career. And having that corporate exposure, having that structure, having that you know, goals, projects, going through, seeing how something doesn't work, okay, now we got to go back and review and see what we need to change, then continue forward. I mean, all of that translates into trading. That's what it is, right? That's where I feed off with a lot of my discipline. That's where I feed off with my accountability, my integrity. It's truly something that I was able to take from my previous experience and then say, how can I apply it and propel me into what I'm truly trying to do and want to do? Because early on, even though I started trading in, you know, 2008, 2009, it wasn't until 2014 that I realized, okay, this is truly what I want to do, because this is what will allow me to get to a point of, you know, what's my why am I doing all this anyway to begin with?
Yeah. Yep. What is your why, Stan?
My why, Kim, is I want to be in a position where I'm able to give back and make a significant change moving forward into whatever field that needs that change. I know it's very broad, but in a way, I want to put myself in a position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next week or financially what's happening next month. I want to be able to experience different cultures and travel and then make a meaningful impact throughout that journey. And all of that needs is time. Right, time is the ultimate currency. It's what everyone has of the same, regardless of your status in any other aspects or category.
So true.
So, trading is that type of vehicle that allows me to adjust my time, adjust my schedule, and then focus on other things. Consulting, I still consult with IT. As you know, trading is a very lonely business, especially for retail traders. And I love the human interaction. I love the different type of projects because they take my mind away from trading, and it's important. It's
What?
giving gives you,
Go ahead. Sorry.
yeah, no, it just gives you a fresh pair of eyes sometimes to
Yeah.
otherwise see the same problem differently.
Speak a little bit about that being so important for traders, because that's part of why you're here, Stan, because I have repeatedly seen and heard about your philosophical approach and support of other traders and encouragement and stoicism. I could see it with you in just our messaging back and forth. You're an old soul. How is it that for somebody who's still rather young, where does all that come from, and how come it's important for a trader to step outside of trading for their trading? Why is that so important for a trader's trading to sometimes be away from it?
Yeah. I mean that goes back to so for me at least, knowing who I am and how I operate, if I am constantly in front of the same problem, I will lose myself in there. In some fashion, it's going to start rearranging priorities I have set in other areas of my life, such as my relationships with, my family, my wife, my friends, etc. So the moment that starts happening, that becomes an issue. And if I don't address it, then it's going to have consequences. And so that's what stepping away from trading helps me do. It helps me remove myself from this narrowness and constant need to figure something out, and it gives me a fresh pair of eyes when I come back to it, because it allows me to put what I have, what I need, what I want into various perspectives. As if I trade constantly, if you're constantly in the trading screens, it's all numbers. It's very easy to get lost at times, and for me, that's just a vehicle. It's what I'm using to get me from point A to point B. It's not my ultimate holy grail. Here it is, love of my life type of thing, right? It's my vehicle.
For sure, it's beautiful. It's a vehicle. I love that. So, because we have to go to an X space in 4 minutes, what I'm going to ask is that you allow me to have another part two with you. Of course, we know that you're handle and your name in the IU room is Godfather. So as you wisely said, the Godfather has three parts. So you're going to stand have probably three parts. What would be your advice to traders who heard you speak to what you just said and think, well, gosh, how do I even know when that point comes? What would be your guidance or your, you know, kind of like checklist for them to do that themselves, to know when they have to step away? What would you tell them to look for?
I mean, for me, it's generally when I start noticing other areas of my life lacking. When I, you know, if I'm breaking my word with something, if I'm inconsistent with something, it's just it's an easy way for me to say, hey, this is out of normal behavior for me. I need to go and find it. And I know that may not be as clear for, you know, the audience or you know, if you're just there saying, well, I don't, it's just me. How do I know now?
Yeah.
Then it's just a very simple rule that I've always used as well is the time I'm spending today giving me the value to move the needle? Mm-hmm. And you could be spending 100 hours a week studying something in trading, but if you're not studying the right thing, you just wasted 100 hours. You didn't learn anything of value, right?
For sure. So powerful. So many other topics I want to speak to you about. So I will ask you to please come back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Part Anytime. Two. My first okay. part two, my first two part of podcast, Dan, it's going to be you.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching the Wall Street Coach podcast.